everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the sixth episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Sticks and Stones. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai. She's doing pretty good. Uh-oh. Teach Mike a few things. Did you hurt yourself? Let me see. No thanks, I'm fine.
Here you go.
Frozen peas?
It's like an ice pack. I was accident prone as a kid, and it always healed me right up. Let me.
No thanks.
You really should. Mike! Come on!
Mike's being kind of weird about it. Of course, she's also being kind of weird about it, but...
Emily, are you okay?
Weird.
They're everywhere. I'm such a disaster.
Just get a broom, you'll be fine. She is a great actress, he said sarcastically. Sticks and Stones was the sixth episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on February 27th, 2011. Written by Jill Donnellan and David Schneider. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and the director was Luke Robinson. So basically the same creators from the last episode. This is going to be such as good of a plan as last time. Is he only going to talk to one person at a time?
You okay?
Oh no! I'm always making a mess. I'll sweep. It was all my fault. So
you don't always have to apologize for everything. Everyone pitched in and cleaned up. Besides, you were just trying to help.
Everything worse. I wish I was more like Mia. She's beautiful, she's graceful, she's smart, she can cook.
She can't cook.
But every time I try to do something nice or good, I just turn it into a big mess. I can't do anything right. I'm hopeless.
Emily, I'm being serious. It's not good to talk about yourself like that. Give yourself a break.
You've been doing five in the last five episodes. Dude, get that all in there.
Paging Mr. Garbage Disposal. Nice job inhaling that sandwich, piggy. Hey, wimpy postman. Even a stand could lick you. You're the only mailman I know who's not just just scared of dogs, but cats too.
What? Nice makeup. Just walked in some lady's house? Okay. Oh, this seems culturally insensitive. How long? How long did they walk without noticing the outfits? Weird.
You're wearing underwear, right?
Yes, thank goodness he is. What did... So that hurts him? Okay.
Mike, are you okay? What did you say to him?
And you, Blue Ranger, you're just boring!
Kevin!
Your turn! Lousy cook!
Can they not hear, or can no one else hear what he's saying? Oh, so she is hearing it.
Come on, what tricks? I'm just telling the truth. My motto is, if the truth hurts, excellent. You're a red-faced liar, liar, pants on fire. You've got a secret.
Ooh. They're setting up later in the season. Interesting. Not working. Interesting.
You're a clumsy fool. Huh, impossible. Clutch. Goddamn wit. Whiner.
Why can't he hurt her?
Ah, this'll do the trick. Everyone loves to tease you.
Earn Slicer.
Huh? Hey.
Take this.
I cut people down, not you. What is her deal? I better go.
Is she ignoring it?
Physical pain.
He caught me off guard. It won't work again.
Listen, I may have had training wheels, but I didn't need them.
And I'm a good cook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I boring you?
You're extremely disciplined and orderly, Kevin.
Yeah, that's boring.
Quality for a samurai.
Yeah. You're right. It is.
Emily was the only one who wasn't affected. That Nylock knew exactly how to hurt us. Why couldn't you hurt her?
Perhaps Emily has some special power.
It's nothing great like that. I was teased and called names as a kid. Made me sad. But my sister told me to just pretend like the person teasing me didn't say anything at all. And it really worked. So when the Nylock said those things to me, it was like he didn't even say them.
Then why are you always putting yourself down? It makes no sense. Unless it's what you really think about yourself.
Dude. Man. Good job, dude.
Mike, the Nylock can't hurt her feelings, but you can.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Yeah, he seems real beat up about it, too.
This is to remind us of how nasty those monsters really are.
Uncle Buck, can we really be samurai warriors? Today was pretty scary.
Spike, a samurai shouldn't doubt himself. We just know now that we have to train harder.
You've got 35 more episodes. You're good. And that was the kind of special effect you would get on episodes in the reversioning of MMPR.
Say that to me again, you three-eyed backstabber, and you'll be taking a long walk up a short plank.
Take it easy, Dayu. We're just testing to see if Negatron's power still works.
Yeah, I knew I hadn't lost it. I know which words hurt people the most, but how come I can't hurt that Yellow Ranger girl?
How dare you mock me?
You just relax.
Not this time.
That's enough. Even you can make me mad. Understood? Negatron! The water level of the Sanzu River is definitely rising, so get back out there.
Yes, back to work. Go use your essence tongue to scorch the earth.
I'll see to it that my words hurt everyone, even that blasted Yellow Ranger.
But just in the one town, not everywhere.
Hamley, listen. I said too much back there, and it wasn't cool. And I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're right. You know, I used to cry all the time. I wasn't good at school. I couldn't do anything right. I was picked on all the time.
Serena?
Was that supposed to be her older sister? Yeah. She looks different when she's not in bed.
Then she got sick. When it was time for me to take her place as a samurai ranger, she was the one who was crying.
I'm sorry. Because of me, you're gonna be in such danger. I just can't bear to think about it.
That's when I told myself, you can't cry.
She needed another pass at that.
I needed to be strong for my sister's sake. I guess trying to fill my sister's shoes has brought back some of my insecurities. How can I expect others to stop putting me down if I don't do it myself? I'm sorry.
Emily, stop being sorry. You have nothing to be sorry about.
A lot of people have to go through therapy to figure out how to do that.
You keep calling yourself insecure, so what does that make me? It was jerky when I was so hard on you. Uh-oh. Nylock alert.
You're not afraid to be yourself. I admire that. And you'll get stronger with the sword, I know it.
Thanks, Em.
Oh, that is a great mall. We got so many good deals. Tomorrow we'll shop for shoes and save more money.
Save more money? You shopaholics could empty a mall and still not be happy. Oh yeah, still got it.
Stop right there.
Huh?
Anyone ever tell you you're a bully?
Yep. Nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Any chance it's just her and then the others will be all in once? Nope. How much longer will this be when there's a sixth one? So they have to, like, Americanize all the big morphing sequences anyway, and the little stance there at the end. Because in the Sentai, they have a bunch of guys running around with big old banners to make a big stage show spectacle of it, kind of thing. We don't want that in American television. Oh, she used the episode title.
You can't ignore my insults forever. I'll find a way to get you, loser.
Your words can't hurt me.
Silly girl, you'll never be as good as your sister.
Uh-oh.
What's with you? Did anyone ever hug you when you were a kid?
You're losing steam. Hey, green bean, you better back off or I'll let some zingers fly that'll really tear.
But kind of worked. Some digital rocks in there. Oh, now they're real rocks. Nice. Oh, let's see. How difficult will he have of a trouble will he have this time? Well, he had to growl. But it's easier. Oh, good. Oh, I thought we were going to get them all at once. I just realized all the confetti in that scene were hearts. Aww.
Samurai Megazord, we are united. Three-eyed Zappazoid.
Three-eyed Zappazoid? Is that what he said?
Nice one, M. Kicking it.
Oh, how a very wild force. Nice. Do you think they're going to make him get out of the cockpit and stand on the shoulder of the Megazord every time they want to use the thing? Oh, look, they're here! Just want to point out, he's talking to the actual robot. Funny jokes. What's wrong with her?
Ooh, Emily, are you okay? Come on, Emily. Wake up. You did it. Wake up.
Emily said she was fine, but I guess the Nylock's words hurt her after all.
She hit it well. Everyone has something that they don't want to hear.
She was incredible. The way she fought off that Nylock rocked. Girl's got guts.
Her sister would be proud.
I think she's awake and enjoying everyone talking nice.
Ice cream truck's my favorite.
Sounds better than the gap sensor.
Did someone say ice cream?
See, called it.
We gotta catch up with that truck. Come on, guys.
Ice cream is not on the samurai menu, right? Also, quick question. I wonder what they do for money. They don't really do much work. I guess they had a bunch saved up for just such an occasion. I'm sorry if I sound a little mean on this, but this one seems cornier than usual. And I think it's just Saban trying to get back to the old, you know, old formula. But it does still seem quite corny. In any event, that wasn't a bad episode, and with a nice little lesson there. I know a lot of people that in my actual life that could, including myself, that could learn a few things from not talking bad about yourselves. But anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. I hope everyone has a good one. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Episode 7, A Fish Out of Water. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.